and welcome to SwissInfo.ch's program for May the 18th. I'm Jeannie Wirtz. Although the 1959 Broadway musical The Sound of Music was set in Austria, Switzerland also has hills and valleys and towns that are alive with sound. In today's program, we'll hear different ways that traditional Swiss sounds and stories are being interpreted by modern musicians. Traditional Swiss folk music includes a variety of instruments, such as the Schweizer Örgeli, a type of accordion, the Hochbrett, or hammered dulcimer, and the Alphorn. Switzerland is probably most well known, however, for its tradition of yodeling. Yodeling is a warbling song form, characterized by constant alternation between chest and head voices. Today in Switzerland, yodeling ranges from the traditional, as found in national yodeling competitions, to the experimental. For a Swiss Info feature on folk music, journalist Jessica Dacey spoke with yodeler Nadja Rass, who works with other genres like jazz. In her spare time, Rass also runs yodeling camps for children and teaches company CEOs how to use yodeling to communicate.
In previous decades, maybe, yodeling had something of a very dusty image. Do you think it's changed since then?
Yes, I think it changed really, because now yodel is really trendy and the public is younger than years ago. And I think that's because the people here in Switzerland go more back to their roots. And in the children's courses, it's really funny to see that the children do this like a pop song. Sometimes these children don't know the folk music from their parents because the parents don't like folk music. And these little children, they come and like to yodel and like to sing folk songs.
So what's it like to learn how to yodel, I wondered. To get an idea of what to expect at a course, I talked with instructor Barbara Gertsch-Enz.
As a child, I learned that yodelers stand on mountaintops and call yodele. Is this a total cliché, or is yodeling mainly done in the mountains?
Well, it's definitely a cliché, but it's true that the tradition of yodeling is more alive in the mountain areas. Still nowadays, you find more yodel clubs in mountain areas than you find in cities.
But you don't need the acoustics of the mountain to be able to yodel. That has nothing to do with it.
I use it as an image. I often say, like, have the feeling you stand on a mountain and you call to the other side of the mountain, or have the image that the sound comes back to you.
Is it mostly done by groups or by individuals?
Both. I sing at home or yodel at home when I'm doing my jobs at home. But it's fun if you have a group to sing the chords for you. There are yodels with different voices, 1, 2, 3, up to 4. Now I do it by piano, but the same is done by voice. So the different singers hold the different notes that you get the chords.
Do you have to be able to sing high to yodel?
If you have the yodel in a too low voice, you don't get close to the characteristic yodel sound. If you have like... It's very different from...
So only sopranos get to yodel?
No. I've even found out that people who actually like singing deep, if they get into yodel, they can learn singing high just by yodeling.
Do you use sheet music when you're learning to yodel or learning a song?
In classes, I hardly ever use sheets. I like the way of traditional learning, which is you just listen and go along with the singing, and you learn by doing.
And are foreigners interested in yodeling?
I would say yes. We actually had a man and he said, well, I live now in Switzerland, I'm working here. And when I saw that there is a yodel workshop, I thought, I have to do that once because that's so typical Swiss.
That was Barbara Gertsch-Enz. You can hear a totally different type of sound in the Bernese Oberland, where a well-known Swiss story is being set to music and brought to the stage. For more than a year now, preparations have been underway for The Visit of the Old Lady, a new German-language musical being produced on the lakefront in the city of Thun. Based on a play by renowned Swiss author Friedrich Dürrenmatt, it is one of several musicals in recent years to feature a local Swiss story. I talked with Swiss composer Moritz Schneider and Austrian lyricist Wolfgang Hofer about the process of creating the music for The Visit. First up was Moritz Schneider. What kinds of things do you consider when you're composing songs for a musical?
First, of course, you have to find out what type of music you want to write. Especially if you want a modern touch, you go a bit more in the pop rock direction. That's what we do in The Old Lady. Mm-hmm. But of course, you combine it with the orchestral elements that you would write for a classical piece.
And did you listen then to a lot of musicals?
Yeah, before I did my first one, the Dalebach Choir, I went to New York and listened to all the new shows to get an idea what the actual type of musicals are, or in particular how big an orchestra, for example, is, and how they try to get a huge sound if they have the possibility of having a big orchestra. I mean, Vienna and what we have in Thun is actually a very big lineup for stage production. We will have around 25 to 28 musicians.
And the Thun production is outdoors. Does that make a difference? Does it sound different?
For the instruments, that's not quite easy because you start in daylight and it gets colder and it gets dark and it's also close to the water. Doesn't that all affect the instrument?
Does a composer have to know how to play a lot of different instruments?
He doesn't necessarily need to play all of them, of course, but he needs to know basic ideas of what the instruments can do so that he knows what to write for them.
Whereas Schneider focuses on the music, Wolfgang Hofer is responsible for the lyrics. I asked him whether writing songs for musicals is different from other songwriting.
Yes, it's very different, because in musicals people hear a song one time. It has to have an immediate effect. If I buy a record, an album, a CD, if I download music, I can listen to it X times if I haven't understood something. But a musical has to work right away. Once the song has been sung, it's gone. It has to function differently.
So you have less freedom writing lyrics for a musical?
When I'm writing a song for a musical, I have to decide whether it's a song that sets the atmosphere or is it a song that moves the story forward. The songs are integrated in the story. I can't just say, I'm going to write a song about love or about a tree that blooms once. That doesn't work. I have to stick to the story, and the song has to fit into the story and help transport it.
Creative oversight for the music in The Visit is provided by Michael Reed, well known for his work on London musicals like Phantom of the Opera. Reed has a lot to coordinate, as Schneider explains.
And Mike Reed is also the musical supervisor, so he's the guy who has basically the whole overall vision of how the sound and how the music and scenes and how the songs themselves work. So where is the song placed and what is that song going to be? And the lyricist is there, and the book writer is there, and the composers are there.
The Return of the Old Woman is a tragicomedy, so you have to write two different types of songs, humorous ones and serious ones, is that right?
That's basically right. What you do is, I mean, the general tone of the piece is, of course, is a drama, and it's black humor at the same time. So you have to have the emotional balance, as we call it, to get the show its size and deepness, and to make it real and very emotional. We write big tunes and strong emotional music. But on the other hand, if you do that for 2 hours, people will be exhausted. So so you have to lighten up and get people to breathe a bit. And this is what we then call functional numbers. That's where you bring in the comedy to get a bit of relief.
There aren't a lot of musicals produced in Switzerland with local talent, are there?
Well, not too many, but there is. It's growing, which I think is very wonderful that Switzerland does have this new market, which is developing. I mean, we had big and successful musicals in Switzerland. too now managed to get the show together with Vienna, which will go from Switzerland directly to an international stage to travel further than just Switzerland. But I love the fact that we are able to do that.
Another person who finds musical inspiration in Switzerland is Uli von Allmann, a 51-year-old guitarist and primary school music teacher who co-founded the Folk Music School of Bern. He spoke to Swiss Info journalist Thomas Stevens.
Uli von Allmann, who describes himself as a music-playing family man who enjoys life as much as he can, was born in the Bernese mountain resort of Wengen. But relatively isolated childhood had a big influence on him.
I was interested in everything. I would listen to whatever was playing, classical, jazz, rock, whatever. But on the other hand, I was also reading lots of books. Because up there, we didn't have lots of distraction. Either you would be out in the nature, on the mountain, in the forest, on the snow. And at home, I would just explore the world by listening and reading. So language and speech and poems and stories are just as important to me as sounds.
Von Allmann is also a successful composer of children's songs. Here is one, of which the general message is, laughing is good for you. He also puts on concerts in Switzerland and around the world with his folk trio Techa. The band took a trip to China and Japan in 2008. I asked him whether he notices differences in audiences around the world.
Yes, of course, because that's the most wonderful thing, that there's different temperaments on this earth, you know. So in China, I found people they react very strongly. When they like something, they show it, and then they are really coming out, you know. Whereas in Switzerland, people are more private. They look around and think about themselves. Should I really show this reaction now, or shouldn't I? It's less spontaneous in a way.
That was Uli von Allmann speaking with Thomas Stevens. That's all we have time for. For more on any of these stories, go to swissinfo.ch. And to play us out, here is Uli von Allmann playing and singing his Swiss-German tune, Auf den Berg, or On the Mountain. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.
Himmel, hebes in Himmel, heis in der Berg, also schön, besonders wenn die Sonne scheint. Mit